Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Serious there for a second. Up next, bit of a laugh for you. Everyone likes a laugh, don't they? Good old belly laugh. Funny man, Dave Young, started his career at 12 years of age. He was a singer on the stage at the Olympia Theatre. He soon realised he wasn't too good at it. Well, I don't know if he wasn't too good at it, but they didn't really go to hear him sing. They kind of went to kind of laugh at him. So he said, well, maybe I can make money out of that. And he joins you tonight to talk about his new show. Dave Young, good evening to you.
Hello, Niall. How are you?
It's been a while, Davis.
It certainly is, but you're looking great.
Oh, you're looking
fantastic.
You're looking marvellous yourself.
And you would have to get paid to listen to that.
850 quid a week, they're getting, I'm telling you now. That's how much the government are giving them. 850. And a car. And a car, Dave.
And a helicopter.
Just in case I need to go home for a while. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Dave. The new show. Well, first of all, let's talk about you very quickly for people who don't know.
Music.
Yeah, no, that's me. I'm just.
Oh, you're playing music.
Yeah, I'm just jizzing. I'm jizzing up the mood. Do you not?
Oh, sorry.
Well, I take it back down again.
My new show, yes. My new show is called A Night at the Theatre with Groucho.
Okay.
For those people who know Groucho, it's Groucho. They don't know him. It's Groucho Marx.
Of course.
Who was one of the Marx Brothers. There was Harpo, Chico, Groucho. Most people think there was only three. It was actually five. It was Gummo and Zeppo.
Zeppo. Now, Zeppo was in a few of the movies, wasn't he? He was.
He was. He was like the straight man and the guy who sang and the ladies guy.
Yeah.
Harpo was the one who didn't
deaf
speak
and dumb
in the movie.
Yeah.
But he could speak in real life.
That's right, because he accepted an award once, and he shocked everybody by going, you know, thank you very much, Newt.
Yeah, they couldn't believe it. But the woman said to me when I was putting the show together, she said, isn't it fantastic the way Harpo couldn't speak in the films but could in real life? I said, well, not really. Wouldn't it be fantastic if he couldn't speak in real life? Because there he is talking in the movie. Now, that'd be something.
That'd be something to look out for. So Groucho was the genius, and he goes down as a legend in comedy because he was so quick-witted. His comedy was clever comedy. It was very funny. And a lot
and
of it was
clean.
And a lot of it was just kind of that good old American slapstick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So some of the things he says, they're like little puzzles. You know, they're like, they're a lot of puns, a lot of one-liners.
Yeah.
But this show isn't just me standing there dressed up as Groucho Marx. This is a big production. You get to see four different Grouchos telling you about his lifestyle or his life story. So it starts off with Groucho in his 20s when I'm a young man. And I explain all about how we got into show business and his relationship with his brothers and where his mom and his dad and the whole show business thing.
Yeah.
And then in front of the audience, I turn into what I call the iconic Groucho, the one we all know with the cigar and the tailcoat and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I do all the scenes from the movies, you know, the big movies.
You have a bad back because you have to kind of crouch down. He walked around, with his knees bent all the time.
That's right. He bent over. And I reenact the scenes from A Night at the Opera Day, the racist duck soup, the big store, all their big ones, and all the songs. There's 12 songs in the whole show. And a big one would be Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
Right,
remember
okay.
that one? Lydia, Lydia, have you seen Lydia? Lydia the Tattooed Lady. That's from one of their movies called The Day of the Circus.
Okay.
Remember years ago, Niall, you go to the circus and there'd be real unusual acts.
Oh, yeah, the man with three Mickeys.
See the big strong man. that's right.
The hairy woman, the woman with the hairy chest.
The bearded lady. The bearded lady, that's right.
Yeah.
Or what about, but remember years ago, you'd see the big fat tattooed lady. They're everywhere now.
Yeah.
And by the way, any young girls listening out there, if you're thinking of getting a tattoo, they're all around 16, they all want a tattoo. And they all say the same thing. I'd love a little dove on my breast. Well, when you're 16, it's a dove. When you're 60, it's an ostrich. You just remember that.
Gravity kicks in and its neck gets longer.
Well, anyway, back to the show. Groucho, anyway, the first half is young Groucho and then the iconic one.
Yeah.
And then in the second half, it's Groucho, middle-aged, say early 50s,
yeah.
right through to when he was 86 years of age. He lived to be 86.
And was he still on stage till he was 86?
Yeah, he did Carnegie Hall when he was 84.
Right.
He did a concert in Carnegie Hall, and he says it himself. He said Harpo and Chico were the musicians, and he was the one who got to play Carnegie Hall.
And did he still have that famous moustache right up to the day he died?
No. Funny enough, the moustache and the eyebrows were grease paint. And people wondered where that came from. Where that actually came from was, he used to wear, when he would be dressing up to do a theatre show, he'd glue on a moustache.
Yeah.
But on the night his son was being born, he got delayed coming from the hospital to the theatre, and he was dead late. He hadn't time to glue one on. So he just drew one on real quick with the grease paint, with makeup. And the audience loved it, and he kept it.
So that's what he used.
And that's
how
that came about.
Famously, here's an interesting fact. Famously, of course, the band Queen named all their albums, or those albums, after the Marx Brothers movies, Night of the Opera, Days of Races.
That's right. So did Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Phil Collins entitled, and a lot of the rock stars, you know, when they'd have to book into hotels under pseudonym names, you know, they can't use their own name, they would use the character names Groucho played, like Dr. Hackenbush, W.P. Spalding, the names he gave themselves in the movies, they check in at.
Right, okay.
Huge popularity.
Okay, and it sounds like a really, really interesting show, by the way.
It's really funny and it's really cool.
Well, I love Groucho Marx, and a lot of people of my era would love Groucho Marx because they remember all the movies, of course. And it was such a different time. It was such innocent comedy, wasn't it? What? Is he there?
He wants to talk to you, but you'll have to kill that music.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay. I don't know what to say to him. I've been such a fan all my life.
You won't believe it. You know who else is here? And he wants to talk to you. He's dying to talk to you. Harpo. Harpo is here.
Well, you know what happens, by the way, when we have 5 seconds of silence on the air? You know, the transmitter kicks in.
This guy will keep you talking all night. Here, I'll put him on to you. Here,
okay.
Just ask him a question there, will you?
Okay. Harpo, how are you today? And is Groucho with you? I used to love the horn. It was that kind of round French horn that he used to go around with all the time and squeezing it. Was it like one squeeze?
Groucho, tell Harpo to go away. Get Groucho there.
Hello now, it's the real Groucho Marx here. How are you?
How are you doing?
Wait till I tell you what happened to me. It was 10:45, I was sitting in the office. The curtains were drawn, but the furniture was real.
I know.
Been hell of a night. I woke early that morning, it felt like dawn. I was wrong, it was Samantha. There was a horse in bed and the light was on, which is strange. I don't normally sleep with the light on. Back at the office, the phone went. They'll take anything around there. The secretary burst in and opened the door in her nightdress. I said, that's a hell of a place to keep a door. She said, are you on a case? I said, no, I really am this tall. In the corner, I saw this beautiful girl. I knew she was going to be easy. She had a mattress strapped to her back. She had plenty of class. It was mostly turd, but all her tattoos were spelled right. She had a glass eye. She didn't tell me. It just dropped out in conversation. She was the daughter of a long-distance lorry driver. I could tell. She had one brown arm. She had the most embarrassing mole in her neck, kept jumping up and swinging on her earrings. She asked me for a photograph to remember me by. I said, I don't have a photograph, but you can have my footprints. They're upstairs in my socks.
The one-liners are just great. You just gotta love those one-liners. They're just brilliant. It's genius.
They're just boom, boom, boom. And you know the beauty about this show is, it's spotless. You see, you might say to me, Dave, what are you doing Groucho Marx for? Where did this
come because from? You're manky normally. Yeah.
Well, I'm not manky, but I do dance along the line.
You do.
It never gets heavier than this. I would say to an audience, are you all right up the back? You like it up the back. That's as heavy as it usually gets. And it's up to you what you take. That,
yeah, but
you know?
What was your Christmas show about your snowballics or something one year, or your snowballs?
I used to call it snowballs and all that, but that's when I was probably going through my Brendan O'Carroll phase. We were all at it. We were all calling it that type of thing.
Are you saying that your comedy is getting more intelligent now? But do you know who Groucho Marx reminds me of as well? Well, actually, when I say the other way around, because I think probably Bob Monkhouse was a huge fan of Groucho Marx, because Bob Monkhouse, his jokes were very similar. And of course, Bob Monkhouse goes down as a comedy genius. Do you remember that whole thing about his book of jokes was stolen? Do you remember that?
That's right. Yeah, you see, this would be before computers or laptops or anything. There'd be no backup.
Yeah.
He used to write everything by hand, and he would draw little sketches. So Benny Hill used to have all his jokes on just bits of paper.
Do you know what? I was only reading the story the other day about Benny Hill, and it's the saddest ending death.
Sad.
The man was a millionaire, but he was a recluse.
But he didn't know how much money he had.
Now, he lived in a little flat in England somewhere on his own. And he died on his own in his little flat.
Yeah.
Very sad story. And we all remember Benny Hill. Mind you, Benny Hill would never get away with that comedy nowadays.
Yeah, you see, but this is it. Comedy nowadays, the way it's changed, it's. I hope it goes a full circle back to where it's just been funny. I miss jokes. You can't tell jokes on stage now. You have to disguise them as stories and sneak them in. But there's nothing like a good joke. Jokes are great. And the whole woke thing, you know, anybody woke, I always say to the audience, go back asleep. You were better crack when you were asleep. This woke up business is, you know.
I know, rubbish. These woke people, I'd say they're great crack on a Saturday night, you know what I mean?
My mother always had a great saying, and she would say, everything is pure to the pure-minded.
Yeah.
You know, if you're pure-minded, you want, like, say, take racism. You only pick up on something as racist if you've a problem with race or you're sensitive to it. I don't know what racism is. I know I'm the only coloured comedian in Africa. But I don't know.
but you are right. I don't think you will pick one. And
you won't.
I think we've become oversensitive. You know what I mean? And we now see, but we see comedians apologising constantly for funny jokes. You know what I mean? They tell a joke and somebody complains and they apologise.
The reason they only apologise, they don't mean it for a second. They wouldn't have told that joke if they didn't find it funny. I know I can't. I couldn't tell you a joke unless I found it amusing.
Mm.
And I think the only reason they apologise is their managers or their PR people are saying, listen, you're going to get cancelled if you don't, you know.
But isn't that shocking, isn't it?
It's shocking. Because if you think about any comedian that's standing on a stage... His intention is to make you laugh. Now, isn't there far worse?
I want to go and see the comedian that's cancelled. He's the one I want to see.
Of course, he'll be edgy.
I mean, I love Jimmy Carr. You know, I love Ricky Gervais. I think they're brilliant. And both of those have been threatened with cancellation over the last year or so. But mind you, fair play to the two of them. They don't care, right?
No.
You know, I think.
Well, I'd say they do care, but they portray they don't care.
I suppose that Jimmy Carr said in one of his Jimmy Carr was saying in one of his last Netflix gigs, he was telling a joke, and he says, "By the way, that last joke," he says, "by the time you hear this, I've probably been cancelled for it."
So,
you know, but Jimmy Carr is a genius. The man is a wordsmith. And again, it's that Groucho Marx stuff. It's those quick, snappy one-liner jokes. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I love. That's what I love about Groucho. And I've been rehearsing this show, and you kind of click into his mode, and just in everyday life, then you're seeing things nearly through the way he sees it. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. And you're how do you remember it? Because I often wondered with comedians, not so much observational comedy, because you only have to remember the subject, and then it normally comes back to you. But with the Jimmy Carr type stuff, or the Groucho Marx, or this, what you're doing now, or Bob Monkey, they're snappy one-liners. And they rely on you remembering word for word what was said, otherwise it's not funny, because it's a manipulation of words. So how do you remember an hour's worth of material, or an hour and a half's worth of material? How do you remember it?
Well, the show was an hour and a half, and how I remembered it is it's like a rhythm you get into, and it's different sections. So, for instance, when I'm the young Groucho Marx, it's, you know, what I'll be saying as he's the young guy, I won't be saying when he's the 86 guy or the middle-aged guy, so that helps.
But still, you have those lines you just gave me a minute ago, those, you know, that's seven or eight quick-fire jokes in the space of 1 minute, right? Like, there's a lot of words, there's a lot of lines... And you take one of those jokes, and I'm not going to start explaining jokes because it then ruins it, but if you take one of those jokes, it has two lines. If you don't tell those two lines in the right order, if you don't have the words in the right order, it's just not funny.
Even one word can mess a joke up.
That's what I'm saying. So you have to remember word for word.
Or even if you put the words, say you're tired and you put the words out the wrong way, you know. Well, what was that one? I gripped my finger. Now you mix that around. Try it where you're canceled.
That's what I'm saying. So how do you,
how do you do it? I don't know. I suppose it's a bit like the way you remember a song. You know the way.
Yeah, I've often wondered that too. When I see singers,
you will know songs. You will know songs. You never sat down to learn them, and you'll just know them. Right?
But we don't. Instance, we think we do. We miss some of the words. Like I've often wondered that too about singers.
Are you ready? You're going to do. I'll give you the first line of a song, and you're going to sing the second line straight back to me. I guarantee it. You ready?
Go for it.
Here we go. Mamma mia.
Here we go again.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing
do wah diddy diddy dum diddy do.
High on a hill stood a lonely goater. Now you never sat down to learn one of them.
Well, okay. Point made. Okay.
You know what I mean?
So in other words, one line leads to the next. One line leads to the next.
Pretty much. But where you gotta be kind of good and on your toes is if something happens that throws you on the night, that can't throw the you know,
the rhythm.
Someone could shout something at you, someone could get up. I remember doing a gig once in Zantry, and I'm in the middle of this great story, and a guy pissed walks right up to me and says, "Where's the jacks?" oblivious that he's had a show. So that's where you know, the guy who gets up at a wedding and is funny for 5 minutes or ever, and people are saying, "You know what, Jimmy, you're brilliant. You could be a comedian." That's not what it's about.
No,
you know,
what did you say to the guy when he asked about the jacks?
It's like what you do. It's been able to be, no matter what mood you're in. You're having a bad day, you're not feeling well, whatever. To be able to go on air, deliver it with the same energy, discuss your topics, keep, you know, you're like a ringmaster when you've about four or five callers there and you're trying to keep everything flowing and all that sort of stuff. And you can do that now in your sleep. You're excellent at it.
And thanks, Dave.
Why you do what you do.
Yeah, but
this is why
what did you say to the guy?
Nature,
go back to the guy in the jacks.
I don't think you should teach someone to be a comedian, to be honest.
Go back to the guy.
I think it's either in you or it's not.
I want to go back to the guy who asked you where the jacks was. What did you say?
So I was flabbergasted. I told the audience what he just said because they didn't hear it. And they cracked up. And then straight, I pick up where I go. Or I'm a bit like Billy Connolly when it comes to the live gigs. I can go off topic for ages,
and then
I always come back to it.
Yeah, I mean, Jason Byrne, for example, who I've seen many times as well, a great Irish comedian too. Jason can make a whole show out of heckling. You know what I mean? Because he's talking to the audience quite a lot, and I know that's do that in your show too.
Yeah, but this show is a completely different discipline.
This is a stage show.
This is me being Groucho Marx for a whole 90 minutes, and I have to sing all the songs, and some of the songs that are in the show, they're all of the era, but Groucho, I had to imagine Groucho singing this song and sing it as Groucho. Now that was tricky.
Yeah, so it's hard enough to sing the song, but sing it to somebody else.
I couldn't find a recording of him doing the song. Yeah. He did do these songs, but some of the songs are so old that it was very hard to, you want to see trying to get back in tracks for the songs. That was unreal. So everything had to be made for the show. There's a full set. It's really, really good. There's 21 dates booked in. It kicks off on the 2nd of September in Nice, in the Moat Theatre, and they're all theatres. And I'm in Sligo, Galway, Cork, Leitrim, Cavan, Wicklow, Mullingar, Kerry, Monaghan, Wexford, Dublin, Westport, Donegal, everywhere. I'd say hang on the thing. Next time you talk to me, you won't get Dave Young. It'll be constantly, "Well, hello now." I'll be constantly.
But
my girlfriend has threatened to leave me three times already.
Did you not marry that? Did you not marry that girl yet?
Probably
by the way.
Not a good idea.
Did you not marry that girl?
No. You know my theory on marriage. We've two beautiful children. We're together 18 years. My theory is, if you really love someone, why would you marry
them? Yeah, but the last time I met your girlfriend, she was just about to deliver, if I remember rightly.
Well, she delivered. She's Polish, you know.
I know, yeah.
And with two kids, I've invaded Poland twice. Once from the rear, and Greece helped. What's very romantic in our house, Noel. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you changed it or condensed it. I'm against it.
Yeah, so
brilliant.
What a great song. So that's the kind of thing. Okay, so people want to go to see the show. If you're a fan of the Marx Brothers, Groucho Marx, and that wonderful wit.
And Niall, can I just say, whether you're a fan, say you've never heard of Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
you're going to love it. The tears will run down your legs. You're going to have a great night because the songs are so catchy. Some of the songs you'll know. You know, like Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion fits?
You never sat down to learn that.
Putting on the Ritz.
I can't see you at home going Googling, what's the lyrics for Putting on the Ritz?
Actually, the best version of that was Young Frankenstein. Put it on the Ritz.
Oh, wasn't that brilliant? Yeah. But
I'm running out of time here rapidly. So, okay. if they want to get information,
to get their tickets. Okay. To get their tickets. The best way of doing this is if they go to my website, which is Young One Productions. So YOUNG, the number one, just number one productions .com. There they'll see, and they just click on the big, you can't miss it, the big Groucho poster. Click on that, and that'll give you all the venues and all the counties, all the different theatres. And when you click on get tickets, it brings you straight to buy a ticket. Okay. And all I can say is anyone over 12 years of age will have a great time. This isn't for grannies and granddads. It's for all the ages.
Okay.
Because it's good, clean, innocent, clean comedy. Fun.
It is, yeah. Young One Productions.com.
Productions.
Yeah, not predictions. .com.
That's where, not predictions. No, that's next week. Young One.
Young One.
You remind me,
Productions.
I went to see a fortune teller, and on the door it said closed due to unforeseen circumstances.
When does the tour kick off? What date?
It kicks off on the 2nd of September. That's about 4 weeks. 4 weeks to this day, by the way, in the Moat Theatre in Naas. And then it's on the following weekend in the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo, the Town Hall, the night after that, the Town Hall Theatre in Galway. And then after that, it's in the Palace Theatre in Cork. Then we go to the Cornmill Theatre in Leitrim, the Ramore Theatre in Cavan, the Whale Theatre in Greystones. You might come to that one. Mm. On Green on Letterkenny, the Mullingar Arts Centre in Mullingar, the Axis in Dublin. That's the first actual Dublin gig there, the Axis over in Ballymun. Lovely theatre.
Yep.
The Watergate Theatre in Kilkenny, the Garage Theatre in Monaghan, the Mall Theatre in Galway, the National Opera House in Wexford. Now, it's called the Night of the Theatre.
I was going to say, that's been open market.
The Night of the Opera.
Yeah.
The Civic Theatre in Dublin, the Mill Theatre there in Dublin as well, the one in Dundrum, the Town Hall Theatre in Westport, the Ballore Theatre in Donegal, St John's Theatre in Kerry, and the Waterside Theatre in Derry. And that's just this leg of the tour. I can't go on. There is more dates going to be announced soon, but that's it. So look, when you love the Marx Brothers and you never heard of them, you're going to have a great night. It's good, clean, family comedy. As Groucho would say, you know, all the movies today, they're all full of sex. There's a sex scene in every movie. And you say to a director, why do you put that in every movie? And he'd say, well, everybody does it. And because everybody does it, you have to show what everybody does. But everybody also has soup. Where's the soup scene in every movie? Niall, I'm sure you've had enough sex, but I bet you're ready for a bowl of soup.
All right, so go to young1productions.com. That's young1productions.com.
And all the dates are there. And look, if you're thinking of a birthday present or a Christmas present or a present for your mom and dad or your granny or granddad or anybody, get them a ticket to this show and they'll thank you forever. They'll have a great time because it's a really, really good laugh.
Dave.
I even go myself.
I will be going because I'm a big fan anyway of Groucho Marx. But aside from anything else, it just sounds like it's a good, fun night out. Dave, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you as usual. You're a wonderful human being.
Thank you so much for having me on. And we'll talk again, I'm sure.
Do I get a freebie ticket? Oh, sorry, I should have said. Oh, are we not off the air yet? Sorry. Oh, yeah.
I'll go into Leeson Street, get two blowjobs, and give you one. I couldn't be fairer than that.
Dave, listen, thank you very much indeed, and we'll talk to you again,
Thanks,
Dave.
Man.
All right,
Thanks a million. See you.
There you go.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Dave Young.
Goodbye.
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 It's Dave Young, the Fantabulous, as he used to call himself, Dave Young. And it's young1productions.com. That's young1productions.com. He's a really funny guy. He's a good friend of mine too for many, many years. He's a good guy. And he's extremely funny, very talented. And that sounds like an amazing show. Whether you're a fan of Groucho Marx or not, for those who have never heard of Groucho Marx is classed as one of the comedy geniuses of all time because of his wit, his one-liners, his manipulation of words. It's just incredibly funny. And I'm absolutely sure that'll be one hell of a funny show.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.